Hello, my name's Helen. I am a senior lecturer and course leader in English Language and Linguistics at the University of Portsmouth. Today I'm going to be sharing some tips if you are a student who is just about to hand in an assignment. And this is primarily for my students on my course, but could be applied really to most of you, no matter what you're studying at the moment. So the first thing to do before you hand in your assignment, and this seems very obvious, but to proofread your assignment. Now the problem is that sometimes when you're working on an assignment, you have read it and looked at it so many times that it's actually extremely hard to spot any mistakes. I found quite a good resource on the Plain English campaign. If you Google Plain English campaign, 12 tips for proofreading, it gives you some advice on going through it in a methodical way. And they suggest, if possible, printing out a hard copy of your assignment and getting a ruler or highlighter and going through kind of line by line to make sure you don't miss anything. Something else that I like to do, but if your assignment is very, very long, you might not be able to do this, is to advise students to read it out loud, because when you read it out loud, you might spot things that sound a bit off, or you might realise that that sentence is actually far too long because you're struggling to breathe as you're reading it aloud. So that's something to bear in mind if you do have time and it's not a very long assignment. It's also a good idea to give your assignment to somebody else to have a look at, maybe a friend who's on another course and doesn't know anything about your subject, to check that everything is clear to them, that the grammar is clear, the spelling's clear, and so on. They might be able to pick up different things if they're coming from a different discipline or different subject area. It's always a good idea to, if possible, if you have a little bit of time before the deadline, is to take a break from your assignment. Could be for a short time, could be for maybe an hour or two. Sometimes a little bit of clarity means you're able to just do a final check over, and you might spot things when you've been kind of had a little bit of a break from it. The final thing I would suggest, which is kind of the most fun thing, is after you've submitted your assignment, is do something nice for yourself. Plan a small treat or reward that you can have lined up, so it's not just a case of, oh, finish one assignment, go straight on to the next assignment and not get any kind of break or any sense of achievement. So I would really recommend that. Good luck, everybody, and wishing you all the best with your deadlines, which I know are coming up soon. Bye.